Hey guys, it's Lebo here to tell you about your new favorite go-to underwear, undershirt, and sock brand, Mr. Davis. It's a local KC company with the most comfortable undergarments you'll ever wear. I'll never wear another brand again. Go to MrDavis.com/810 for your new favorite undergarments.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Lebo. He's Todd Lebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, indeed. It is time to play the feud. We need a contestant at 913-3-810-810. The phone number, 913-3-810-810. Adam, quit X-ing out the lines.
You X'd him out. I hit him first. You hit him second. That's so you did it.
Not true. Not true.
It's completely true.
We need a contestant. You can win yourself a gift card to Hen House where you can go and grab yourself, I don't know, something maybe back at the meat counter if you want to get some great steaks. We're talking about USDA Choice Certified Hereford Beef. You know, Todd, you can only find the USDA Choice Certified Hereford Beef at your neighborhood hen house.
I heard they only cut it once every 6 or 7 weeks.
No, not true.
No?
Grinding, cutting the meat.
Every day.
Several times each day.
Oh,
fresh. It is the best beef anywhere in the world, and it's sold exclusively at your neighborhood hen house. Go to henhouse.com to check out all the great specials back at the butcher block. Todd, welcome. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. I've been ready to play the feud.
Are you?
Yeah.
Death feud.
Sure.
Todd, The key to being successful at the feud is what? Because young jockey here played in your stead last week.
Did you win?
No.
You
got
Did you take
pummeled.
Curtis
he was
for your
better
team?
Than me, though. We were teammates. We were the valet teammates, and he was better than I was. I was awful, as usual.
It was team valet.
You're not always awful, Curtis.
I'm often awful.
They lost 244-67.
Well, they scored. Come
they
on
got on
now.
The board.
They got on the board. Were they on the board early, or was it late?
I don't know.
Maybe won one of the earlier ones and then lost the last
yeah.
two.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. That's
might
okay.
have been like 1-1, and then... Then they got pummeled. Okay. So, you know.
It's all right. Hey, you got to try. You got to try. The smart thing is to not take Curtis. Did you get the choice?
No, the caller selected.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And that seat was side was saying, yeah. Well, they had us in the first half. I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah. It is time to play the feud. We have a contestant. That contestant has a name. His name is Mitch. Mitch, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Doing very good, Mitch. You know how the feud is played, no doubt. If you called in, you know you got a choice to make. Who are you going to play with? Going to play with Curtis? Or are you going to play with Todd? Or are you going to play with me?
I'll let you Lakers guys stick together. I'll play with Todd.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's going to go first?
You want to go first,
we'll
Mitch?
We'll let Todd go.
All right. I'll go
okay,
first.
Okay. Lebo will be first. Mitch will be second. Curtis, who do you want?
You go first.
Okay. It'll be me against Todd. Adam, if you want to write this down, and then it will be Curtis against Mitch.
And Todd Lebo, not Todd Palmer.
No, two D's on this.
Yeah, two Todds.
Two Todds. Too many Todds.
Yeah. So I go to press conference. Too many Todds.
It was a happy accident for me to actually get called on in the Zoom.
You know? They didn't mean to call on you.
No, they didn't. Tried to call on Todd Palmer, got me instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that won't happen again.
No, it won't.
That's well, there right. are changes down there at PR.
Yeah.
So they're working things out.
Figuring it all
Once
out.
Once they get it all figured out, then they'll go back to
right
ignoring
back to
your
the,
questions.
I'll be out. It'll be fine.
Shock jock.
They didn't get the memo.
All right, let's dance.
All right. Give me Lebo. Give me Seren. Other than Mahomes. 7 answers, by the way. Other than Mahomes, who is your favorite Chiefs first round pick?
Pedro.
Petro Barely.
I'm going to go with...
buzz him.
No, you can't buzz me that quick.
I need quick.
You need a quick answer. I'm going to go, I can't draw such a blank. I'm going to think that it's not a first round.
Todd.
How about, can you do
Derek
one
Thomas?
Oh, God.
Derek Thomas is the number one answer out of 7.
I'm so sorry, Mitch. If we don't win, oh, my God.
Lebo.
It's okay. I didn't think
you
either.
You have Curtis on your team.
Mitch's
on my team.
It's,
apologize to Curtis
Lebo
right now.
Lebo and Mitch, you guys want to play or pass? Derek Thomas was the number one answer.
You want to do this, Mitch?
Yeah, we can do it.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
do
I
it.
Have Curtis.
Yeah, you're with Curtis.
I don't have anything to worry about it.
Yeah. All right, Mitch, six more answers on the board. The number one answer, Derek Thomas, is off the board. Other than Mahomes, who was your favorite Chiefs first round pick?
Oh.
Not so easy, is it, Mitch?
Yeah, no. I was hoping you'd keep going longer so I had more time with
them. Love the honesty.
I'll just go Clyde because at least he's a first.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not make the cut. Todd, that's one strike.
I hope Trent McDuffie made the cut. He seems to be doing well.
He is down. He's on there, but he's down there. Number six.
Okay. Oh, wow. Interesting.
All right. Back to you, Mitch.
I'll go Karlaftis.
He is right there at the bottom. Number seven, George Karlaftis. One strike. Todd, back to you. Answers two through five remain.
If they love DT, they should love Neil Smith.
Number five answer, Neil Smith. Answers two, three, four remain. Just one strike. Mitch, back to you.
Took way too much time, or too quick on that
one. I'm sorry. I should have gone a little slower.
Marcus Peters? No.
Yeah, he was first.
He was a first rounder, and he was good for a bit, but he didn't make it.
No one liked him.
Well, by the end, I think you're right. Todd, back to you. Two strikes, three on the board.
I'm going to go with one of my favorites. Maybe a strike, I don't know, but it's worth it to me to get a strike with Billy Bob Moss.
Did not make it. That is three strikes. Sarin Curtis. Answers two, three, four remain with a chance to steal.
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's one of my least favorite
Johnson.
People of all time, so he's going to be on there, though.
Larry Johnson.
I also have Eric Berry, Dontari Poe, Eric Fisher, and Dale Carter. Tony G.
Do you have Tyson Jackson now?
I don't. I don't.
That's a shock.
Could you try it?
Tony?
Yeah.
We'll go Tony Gonzalez.
Blech. The number four answer, Tony Gonzalez.
I'm glad he's number four.
That is good enough to get you guys 61 points.
Dale Carter make that list?
Answer number three, Eric Berry.
E. Berry, that's good.
That would have been my second choice.
Number two, I was glad to see this, one of my all-time favorite Chiefs, Derek Johnson.
DJ. Love DJ. Only good horn.
I was a big fan of Derek. Any of those guys that kept working their ass off in the midst of 2-14 seasons, good in my book. All right.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. I know you asked.
We're giving Mitch time to think.
Mitch can... While you're thinking, can we test your buzzer for...
Yeah, Mitch.
That there sounds good to me.
Don't say yeah first.
All right. Give me Curtis. Give me Mitch. I got six answers on the board. Which college bowl game would you most like to attend?
Curtis. Rose Bowl.
Is the number one answer. You guys want to play or pass?
We'll play, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I think everybody like a trip to Miami to the Orange Bowl.
That is the number five answer. Not as high as I thought
it'd be. It's about where it should be because Miami stinks.
I'll say Fiesta Bowl.
Number four answer down in Pahonix, Arizona.
Sugar.
Yes, dear?
Yeah.
Number three answer, the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. That was hilarious, by the way, Adam.
It's not one of the big. I'll still say Cotton Bowl.
That's not one of the big bowls?
That's not one of the top four.
That's number two answer.
Oh, wow.
All answers but one.
All the Missouri
gone.
Fans just voted in that they go to the Cotton Bowl.
All right. I'm going to say somebody was looking to get to Hawaii and said Aloha Bowl.
Not a bad guess. But that is strike one.
Whew. I'll say someone was looking to get to San Diego and said the Holiday Bowl. I don't know.
Not a bad
another
one.
Destination one.
Local teams have had success in both of those two bowls in the years past. So, but that is strike two. Siren, chance to steal or a chance to strike out or sweep here.
I've got a couple. I'm going to say there's some Nashville fan that said Music City Bowl.
That is strike three.
Oh, God. This is terrible, though.
Todd.
No good answers.
Mitch.
All right, so read them all off to us. What has been said? How many? There's one answer left.
One answer left. The Rose Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, the Orange Bowl.
Is the Peach Bowl the other six?
Yeah, that's another New Year's Six one. Might as well say that. The Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Hotlanta.
That's what I
had Peach Bowl. Then I was like, oh, no, I'm going to go Aloha.
It's going to be the Bahamas Bowl.
Okay, I'll go Peach. And then I'm like, oh, God, no.
Are you guys ready to fall over?
Yes.
Is a stupid game in Memphis that the Kansas
Poulin Poulin to Weed Eater Independence.
The Alamo Bowl. The Pinstripe Bowl.
Oh, the Yankee Stadium.
Barf.
How many we get?
All of
98.
Jiminy Christmas. Mitch, we're in trouble.
That was quite a round for you gentlemen.
Even teams in the Pinstripe Bowl don't want to go to the Pinstripe Bowl.
No.
Yeah, I know. I guess.
Yeah, I know, because my team rarely makes a bowl game,
right.
But when they do, it's always the Pinstripe Bowl.
Didn't they play K-State?
That was the salute game, wasn't it?
K-State
kid got the penalty because he saluted?
Yeah.
My only thought was it's around Christmas holiday season. You can go to New York and and stay there for New Year's Eve, stuff like that. That's my only thought. But anyway, a couple people wanted the Pinstripe Bowl. I want to note, by the way, we got, this is Lebo versus Seren.
Yeah.
Fellas, I do want to note, I posted this question 2 weeks ago. That is relevant, okay?
Okay, 2 weeks ago.
All right, give me Lebo, give me Curtis. 2 weeks ago.
No, it's Lebo and me.
Give me Lebo, give me Seren.
You said that correctly, but 30 seconds before that.
I even had it written down.
And you said it correctly right before you said that.
What a day I'm having. Anyway, who will win the NBA Finals?
Petro. The Denver Nuggets.
Number one answer out of six.
Yeah. We'll play, right?
Yeah, we'll play. I will say the Boston Celtics.
Number two. Bunch of front runners in this town.
Bucks.
Number three. This isn't as good of a question as I thought maybe it would be.
I'll say the Thunder.
Number four. Wow. Steve Harvey, don't hire me as a writer on this show.
God. Well, I'm going to take this off the board, Curtis, so we can just know. I'm assuming the reason he told us he asked it 2 weeks ago is because the Warriors were one of them. So I'll take the Dubs.
I actually have that same theory.
A-hole.
But for a different
team. I'll tell you when we're done. I'll tell you my reason for putting that up there.
Well, did you hear what he just said?
Oh.
I'll tell you when we're done my reason for putting that out there. So.
I think I
maybe
know
don't
why.
Go down that road.
Okay.
Go down that road.
I'll still go down. It'll be the same team, but it won't be necessary for that reason. 76ers.
That was why I told you that.
Embiid
was, I think, still healthy at that point.
Oh, he's always healthy.
Well, sure.
He's back now.
I know. But that was only when the back. That's the other reason I had it was 2 weeks ago, because it was only like a day or two ago, maybe 5 days ago, that they announced he'd be back. Answers five and six remain. Two strikes are in.
Give me the Wolves, T-Pups.
No love for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Three seed.
Yeah, they fell to the three. So that gives Lebo and Mitch a chance to
get off the mat. You can get off the mat.
Avoid the shutout here, boys.
All right, so.
What were the answers?
The answers so far, the strikes have been the Warriors, the 76ers, and the Timberwolves. Those were the three strikes.
So
the correct answers have been the Nuggets, the Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So I don't watch a lot of NBA. Okay.
Yeah, Mitch. Was Randall hurt?
That's the Knicks, right? I mean, Knicks are still pretty good.
And if Randall wasn't hurt, then.
And the other one would just be the Lakers because the Lakers. But I'm going to leave it to you. I like either the Knicks or the Lakers. But I'll leave it to you.
Or the Suns, maybe.
Yeah, nobody believes in them.
Clippers.
Clips?
I can't imagine anyone else from the East. I'll just go with the highest seed and say Knicks.
Oh. 90
twice
points.
They were gonna win.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
All tickets. hold.
Are you sure you don't
all
have any
tickets? Hold on. Hold on. Two. Yeah, that's enough.
Just barely.
Who else was there?
Lebo, the number six, the Los Angeles Lakers.
You know, Mitch. And
then, so Jockey told me, I had it written down. He pointed at it.
Number
he said
five,
we should have said it.
So you're cheating over there.
No, he said he liked my what I wrote down.
Oh.
Number five, the Mavericks. People loving the team coming in hot late.
Mitch, listen, I've never done this before, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the gift card to Hen House because Todd Lebo was so bad.
So awful.
At captaining your team. I can't let you go home empty-handed. So hold on. We're going to get some information from you. You can do some shopping at Hen House on us, all right?
I appreciate
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Mitch. Bet. Oh, Mitch, sorry.
You're pathetic.
I was pathetic. Actually, I got quite a few answers right. But
that's a whitewash.
I kind of got cheated a little bit on the start because I think I was in first, another one, whatever. It all worked out. At least I didn't not know a first-round draft pick for the Chiefs after you buzzed in first.
The last name?
You can turn your mic off.
No,
if you
want to hear this whole conversation.
What? You want to turn your mic off at some point, Adam, so we don't, like, put his name and...
You know, Adam generally tells me, listen, you mother effer, what's your number? Yeah, we'd be fine.
By
the
way,
first time I've ever done that, too.
You go back and you watch NBC's the coverage of the Kennedy assassination.
How did the Kennedy assassination come up?
Because they go down to Dallas for some report, and one of the reporters says, well, we have this interview with a witness. Mrs. Jean Hill, here's the interview. At the end, they leave it going while he asks her address. 502 Bluff Creek, 501. He goes, cut it off there. I'm like, oh, great. You just broadcast the name and address of a witness to the assassination of a president on national television.
Whoops.
No problems there.
It's all good.
We'll take a break. Come back with Todd Lebo. A little Todd Talks. Maybe some Lebo sounds. We don't know. We don't know. Todd Lebo, always brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Locally owned and operated. I know because I saw Dennis and his family at dinner the other night. That's right. He lives here in Kansas City, locally owned and operated for more than a quarter century. That's Family Leisure. If it involves family and fun, it's at Family Leisure. Hot tub, spas, pools, the best patio furniture in town. That is at Family Leisure, along with trampolines, gorilla basketball goals, poker tables, pool tables, bars, bar stools, you name it. It's all at Family Leisure. FamilyLeisure.com. See him in person at K10 and Ridgeview. Mention A10. Get a special discount.
Organs of his play. All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. Who's the only player to hit four home runs in a game for the losing team?
There
have been 16 four-homer games. Who's the only guy to hit one?
Mark Whitten?
For the losing team. Nope.
Bob Horner. Yeah.
July 6th, 1986, they lost to the Expos, did the Braves, 11-8. And the only reason he got to bat an extra time, his fourth home run came in the bottom of the ninth because they were trailing, or else he wouldn't have gotten the fourth home run.
A useless home run that didn't even win the game.
Mike Schmidt was the seventh player ever to hit four home runs in a game on this date in 1976.
How many have there been now?
16. The most recent?
Sean Green?
Sean Green is one.
Is he not the most recent?
No, there have been four since then.
Oh, wow. Four since then?
Four since him.
Like, when was the most recent one?
2017. There were two of them in 2017, 3 months apart.
No what teams? What teams?
The last one to do it was an Arizona Diamondback. Not known as being a Diamondback.
In 17?
Mm-hmm. Known more for his time, I think, with the Tigers and Red Sox.
Oh, J.D. Martinez?
J.D. Martinez.
Okay.
It was a red.
He was a Diamondback?
Yeah.
He's still a lead.
He bounces around. He's a Met now.
Yeah.
Well, he's in minors getting ready because one of those other geniuses that thought he was going to get a 10-year deal. And the other one's what? A red?
A red who is now out of the game. He played for
Adam
three
Gunn
different teams
somebody,
between 13
or?
And 19 and retired with 87 home runs. But he hit four in one game.
What's the guy's name?
87 home runs?
He had
87 career home runs. Three or four teams?
Played for the Brewers, Reds, and Giants. The year he hit, he did hit 27 the year that he hit four. But he had 6, 9, 6, 14, and then busted out with 27 in 2017. That was the year that he did
Suarez?
Scooter Gennett.
Oh, Scooter
Gennett.
guest for eons.
Before him, Josh Hamilton in 2012. Carlos Delgado in 03.
Yeah,
those are the four that have
that,
come
yeah.
since Sean Green.
And when was Mark Whitten a little bit before
Mark
Sean
Whitten
Green?
Was in 93. And there was one in between those, Mike Cameron of the Mariners.
Whitten
had 12 ribs.
Yeah,
I
was a big
game.
Guy, yeah.
Was it in one game, or was it? And then he had, like, it was a doubleheader.
Yeah, it was second game of a doubleheader.
He had another homer and a handful of ribs in
something
the other
like
game,
that,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has the record for most homers and RBIs in a doubleheader.
Good day.
How about that?
Hitting Mark Whitten.
If you want a good day, go to Good Sense. Good Sense subs, good food that makes good sense, founded in Lenexa, Kansas, celebrating 35 years. You can order it right now at GoodSenseSubs.com or on the Good Sense app. Make sure you're part of the loyalty club. Todd, if you are, did you know that you can get free food?
How do you do that?
Well, if you're part of the loyalty club, you build up the points, and then you get free food.
You just tell them I want to be in the loyalty club, and they'll give you free food?
Everything's
oh, my gosh.
Did you know that everything's better with bacon?
Well, I do know that, yeah.
Especially freshly sliced subs on pillowy soft bread. You can get into your neighborhood Good Sense for their take on the classic BLT served with crispy bacon and fresh lettuce and tomatoes. Keep it classic or put your own spin on it with any of their fresh, delicious toppings. And the veggies are so good. Get the banana peppers.
There were good subs in here yesterday. I don't know how they...
I know.
So good.
And you know what? When I got here,
They were gone.
I went over there to get lunch and came back and they were already here in the big room.
I don't know why they were here.
More.
Crumbs.
What were they here for?
I don't know. We probably had something going on with the sales department and they needed
a
spread.
Good food.
So they got a Good Sense party trip.
I got a little piece of a cookie. The subs were gone, but I got a little piece of cookie.
They've got those 35th birthday sugar cookies out, like the lemon.
Yeah.
They're terrific.
My goodness.
I didn't get one.
Well.
Because, again, when I got here, crumbs.
Go buy Good Sense and get yourself one.
Speaking of those party trays, you can get them for your graduation parties.
A lot of that going on right now.
You know, they got cookie trays, the sub trays, gourmet meatball slider kit. It's all there for you when it comes to catering. And if you use the promo code WHBG5, that's WHBG5, you will get $5 off. So go to Good Sense and get that right now.
Do you have a lot
it's
of
the Good Sense app.
Senior grad parties to go to?
We
next
have
year, more next
one
year, right?
That I know of. Next year will be
that'll be the one.
Our big, go round. But
I think you'll really enjoy that season when it comes
because that didn't exist for us.
I've been going. I've got nieces and nephews. Yeah. I've been going for a few years.
You'll get involved in planning one. You'll enjoy that. It'll be great.
If you think for one second that I'll get any input whatsoever. Here's my part of it. Hey, Tubby, need the credit card. That's my
hey,
role.
Hey, Tubby, get on the app. Get us a Good Sense tray here.
Hey, Fatty, let's go. Get your credit card out. Order us up. Let's go. We need it.
Chop, chop.
You know, so. I haven't had to do a lot of that. My kids are older now. But this,
by the way,
this
you would
year,
be shocked.
We have a bunch now. Our neighborhood, we have like four kids that are seniors. So we're going to be running around to grad parties.
You would be shocked how many times I've gone, and Good Sense is what's there.
It should be.
They're like the king of the graduation party.
No kidding.
I will say that.
Yeah, it should be. It's easy, and it's tasty.
You would get a good Lenexa, variety, and everything's
one in Lenexa,
tasty.
One in Brookside. I'm thinking like three of the last four, Good Sense was being served.
Yeah.
So
it's the way to go. It's grad season. Prom season, grad season, all that stuff. It's just
one. And so, yeah, I'll have to give the credit card, but you know what happens when I go? And they're serving Good Sense. At some point, my wife goes, yeah, how many of those are you going to eat?
Enough. Don't worry about it. You don't want them to go to waste.
Really? Like, really? They're just sitting there.
Honey, they got Good Sense. Did you bring the big purse?
They got their little quarter sandwiches. You're not eating like a whole great big sandwich. You got to have a couple.
That is almost worse.
Because you don't have the math gets wrong. What did I eat?
They're little. How many did you have? 20. That's like 5 16-inch subs, you fat piece of.
That's absolutely true.
They're so tasty.
It's so fresh.
Just a couple of bites.
They're so fresh. It's good.
17 times.
Nobody else is eating the banana pepper, so I'm loading it up.
Yeah.
So tasty.
You're showing up with Tupperware.
That's always one of the best highlights anytime we have something over your place, an NBA draft or game, and we get the Good Sense. At some point, you look over and Soren's just got the banana peppers. He's just drinking like he's. Like he's drinking something. Was he chugging the banana, the pepperoncinis?
I'm not going to lie. I do kind of intentionally overbuy because I then
like the
veggies I put
so
whatever's
good.
Left in a big gallon Ziploc bag, mm-hmm. and then they give you so many condiments and so many veggies that Like, yeah. The next couple of days' lunches are covered, and they're even better because I know how much veggies are left, and I can just overwhelm the sub with the fresh veggies.
Ready to go.
It's awesome.
They're still
Can't
crisp.
Be beat.
Todd is here. Are we doing Lebo Sounds or Todd Talks? You got nothing?
I got nothing.
You
There's
did
no
nothing.
We have no sounds today.
Nothing.
Nothing going on. We get, you know, maybe tomorrow we'll be at some Chiefs draft stuff tomorrow or Friday or something. But we have no fresh stuff today because the draft is, I mean, it's here. This just really has snuck up on me that it's like draft time. It's wild.
Well, they moved it back up last year, right?
Mm-hmm. But the offseason is so short because the Chiefs are playing in, you know, they're having parades.
Was this the latest Super Bowl ever?
Yeah, I believe it was. This was the 11th, I think, was what this was. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl the first time, the first time they won the Super Bowl was January 11th. The second time they won the Super Bowl, it was February 2nd, and then they just won on February 11th or whatever. So it's just later.
Wait, what was the third time?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up
I just
now.
Know the others. I just know that it was the day after my 50th birthday.
In Miami.
And then I just know the first one because I've looked that up before because I was not alive. I was 3 weeks from being alive.
Well, the other one, I would guess February 9th.
It would have been like the 12th or the 10th. Yeah,
they won it on the 2nd, they won it on the 12th, and then the 11th.
Oh, so the 12th
is
even later.
The Rams Bengals one was February 13th. It's the latest.
So it's late.
The earliest one was January
9th. It's going to get later, too. They're going to end up going.
January 9th, you were way off.
1976 was the earliest. The 77, the Raiders Vikings.
Oh, no. What was the Chiefs? So the Chiefs were January 11th?
Chiefs were January 11th.
See, I knew that. But that means my wife.
I have a New Orleans Times Picayune from the next day framed, thanks to Art and Frame, framed up on my wall in the basement. You think I'd look at the date
every once in a while.
At some point. But
my wife was 4 days old, and I was 3 weeks from being born. So she was alive for the first time.
I forgot that you chased older women throughout your life.
Caught her. So totally 3 weeks older.
God, if she was just a little faster.
Yeah.
You want to see an underdog, a triumphant underdog story? Just look at the picture from Lebo's prom with his wife, and you're like, how did you do that?
Yeah, you know, it happens. She did not like me when we went to prom, so that's how that happened.
Someone posted a picture of the other one.
Which, years ago. Having heard that story, it is just the epitome of literally wearing someone down.
Yeah. You just have to just stay persistent. Yes. And then eventually you just back off and then let her figure it out. And then they come back to you. And then you break up 3 or 4 times. It all works out. It's all good. But, yeah, it's the thing's getting later. And they're going to go to 18 games or something, right? This Super Bowl is going to end up being even later in February at some point, I'm thinking.
Well,
because they will not start on Labor Day weekend. They quit that 15 years ago. They don't want to mess with Labor Day weekend.
Right.
Because they don't like the TV ratings because people are too busy. So they stopped that a long time ago. So they pushed that, and then you get the bye, and then you add a game, and then they add a little more playoff or something, and it's just going to get later and later, which they don't care. I mean, you're going to get the full schedule. I shouldn't say I was dumbfounded, but I did not think they were going to play games on Christmas this year because it was a Wednesday. And they're going to have 2 games on Christmas on a Wednesday this year. So they don't care. It's just going to keep getting later and whatever. That's how it's going to be, which I guess is fine because they run the world right now.
What do you think about my idea of just expanding to 20 regular season games, but mandating that position players can only play 16 and quarterbacks can only play 18?
And get some strategy going, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would be something.
You think that'd be fun?
That would be different, yeah.
Oh, when's he gonna opt for the backup quarterback?
This team stinks. We're not playing.
Got to use one in the first half of the season and one in the second half.
When in the week? Let's say if a Sunday game. When would you have to announce?
Oh, that's interesting.
Could you wait
too.
Till like Saturday?
You have to declare it on Tuesday.
How about you don't?
You don't.
You wait till up to game time. So
that's like
out.
Every single.
Just,
yeah.
Or maybe you plan on not playing him, and then like we're losing. I thought we could steamroll these turds.
And you put him in.
And then you put him
but
in.
He can still
pull
him the red shirt.
He can still suit up. He just can't.
If we're going to pay NFL coaches $18 million,
make him
they should
out.
Have some decisions.
Yes, they like at the you watch every press conference of a team in college football this year who hasn't named a starter, and they'll say who's going to start. Well, you'll see when the coin toss happens. Blah, blah, blah. That's how it'll be. You don't have to tell anyone. Whoever shows up out there and starts the game is who starts the game.
By the way, sidebar. Eric Eager brought this up again when
what's today, Wednesday, last night, on our Red Golden Bowl podcast. He pointed out that the New England Patriots, you know, he works with teams, so he learns a lot of really cool stuff. The New England Patriots in 2017, when they started, remember they opened at home, defending champion, Chiefs coming on Thursday night. Bill Belichick prepared all week like Patrick Mahomes was going to start.
Really?
The New England Patriots, Bill Belichick told Chris Collinsworth that they were convinced that Andy Reid was sandbagging
the whole thing
and was going to start Patrick Mahomes, because I guess Belichick loved him. Patrick Mahomes. And he was like, there's no way they took this kid to sit him for a year. And they went into that game expecting.
Probably had tape of practices and saw all the things he was doing.
Probably.
Then Alex Smith went and waxed their ass. And,
well, I don't know that he did that. You know, I mean, usually you go to a, you know.
A Robert Kraft type place.
A Robert Kraft, yeah. The ass waxing, I think, usually happens at a. Probably a bikini wax place or something like that. But
something.
Alex Smith had a day. I don't know that he took any bandages and hot glue, but yeah.
That's funny. That's interesting. I mean, listen. That's,
Did he no longer trust Bill Belichick at that point?
Well, how about that story?
Oh, yeah.
Do you buy that? Do you buy that he really kept? I know some people down around the Falcons. Eric knows everybody at the Falcons. And they really wanted a positive coach. Mm-hmm. They wanted a positive energy. They're coming up Arthur Smith. Everybody wants the other thing.
Yeah.
I guess Arthur Smith was a coach negatively.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick is not Captain Fun.
No, he's a black hole for energy, probably.
People tell me that like this is kind of being overblown. Do you?
Yeah, it's probably. Well, listen.
And by the way, who would listen to Bob Kraft? Have you seen him at press conferences?
We gotta talk about him.
He admitted. In the press conference, when he took questions after they announced that Belichick wasn't going to be back, that he's like, well, you know, for those of us that forget things, he said it.
Yes.
But now we're like, oh, no, when Bob Kraft talked to Arthur Blank, it was nails.
Yeah.
And he took every word out of his mouth as the gospel truth.
I think it's interesting with this Belichick thing. Nothing can be overblown or whatever, because he is the greatest coach of all time. So whatever stories are out there, they're going to be
He
has more Super Bowls than anyone else.
Okay,
he's been whatever.
Just say one of.
Yeah, he's
and
one of.
We don't have to get sidetracked.
He is one of them, and because of he's won all this stuff, and I think it's more Tom Brady than him. But he also helped assemble all the players around him and did some things, whatever. But any story about him is going to be something that is going to get a lot of note, because he's not someone who sat down and talked to a lot of people and done things. And it
he's
was,
going to. Did you hear what he's going to do?
He's going to be on these freaking the podcast with
The Pat McAfee show.
Pat McAfee show.
And I've seen them do this. It's not like him and Pat are going to go 50-50. He kind of sits at a table and they bounce things off him.
And maybe
now, I think he'll talk more to him.
Stories and things. I don't know.
McAfee had on, who was his coach who had cancer?
Pagano.
Chuck Pagano.
He had Chuck Pagano on. And so I've seen him. I'm assuming it's going to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he'll be on quite a bit, but he's basically just one of the featured players.
I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Belichick isn't much more engaging and endearing when he talks to someone when he's not doing what he does. He intentionally was a bore at press conferences and didn't want to tell you anything. We see the same thing. I love
Bob Glauber said he's a fun guy when he used to cover him as the DC of the Giants, and he would talk to him off the record. He said he was a great guy to talk to.
See the behind the scenes conversations with him and Brady talking about strategy and stuff. Just watch the clip of him joined with Derek Mason when Mason was giving him some grief. He goes, "Oh, Mason, blank you."
Like here's
just
the deal.
Blank you. Just
Andy
Reid's
press conferences aren't the most exciting. He doesn't. He just says what he wants to say. He's not going to tell you a lot of things. He just does. That's what he does. But you see Andy Reid after the Super Bowl talking to Peter King about calling the plays. And he's like, wow, that's pretty neat to see Andy Reid talk that way. Maybe that's what Bill Belichick will be like if he gets on a comfortable
set. I think it's
going to
be a lot better. And do you agree?
If he's like, I'm not going to coach anymore, he can go there and just tell whatever stories he wants.
Do you think he's going to rat Bob Kraft?
Should.
Do you think he will?
Probably not.
No chance. Because this is a, hey, let me let people know I'm a fun guy. I think there's truth to why the Falcons didn't pick him. That he's
or anybody else
but
didn't
I,
pick
I
him
think,
either.
I think he's on an image rebuild
absolutely.
Crusade
he needs to, go out
to get a job.
Him.
So he's definitely not going to bomb Bob Kraft because no owner's going to hire a guy who lights up his previous owner,
yeah.
No matter what that owner may have said about him.
No question about that. But you know, it's interesting. Like everyone, when all these jobs were open, like, oh, Belichick's going to have his pick. And then everyone said, no, don't need it. And in a way, for me, because I do think he's a great coach, maybe not the greatest
he's
of all time,
coach.
Whatever, but he showed without the great quarterback, they were no good these last few years. He didn't earn a job his last few years. So I think it's great he didn't get hired. I don't think I'd have hired him.
We'll take a break. Todd Lebo's here. Little Todd Talks. It's brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Kansas City's best when it comes to marrying up your family and fun. If you are looking for some patio furniture, I'm going to tell you, I go back to 2004. I bought my first patio furniture. I'm still sitting on it. We've expanded. We've added to it. But still, the furniture I bought 20 years ago, we're still sitting on. We're still using all the time. If you want the very best, get out the Family Leisure. Mention 810. Mention the program. Get a discount. Just mention us. Let them know that we sent you out there and you will save money. They are the best. Locally owned and operated. Dennis and his staff are outstanding. It's Family Leisure at K10 and Ridgeview. Todd Lebo's here, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. K10 and Ridgeview, online at familyleisure.com. Go do some shopping. It's where family and fun come together. Mention A10, save even more. More than a quarter century. Locally owned and operated. Great Casey company, Family Leisure. Todd, who will the Chiefs draft?
I don't know.
Name. I want names. I want a name. Who is it? Who do they take? I know you've got all your draft guides in there.
I don't
mind. Watching video.
I know a lot of people have been talking about Xavier Worthy. I don't know if he's going to be there as fast as he ran. I wouldn't mind. I was joking.
He will
about
be there, and they won't take him.
You don't think they'll take him?
No. He's 165 pounds? No.
I think he's more than that. But
not much.
He is skinny, but he is fast. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a left tackle.
Xavier
like right
Leggett is the name. That's
the other guy. He's South
Carolina.
That's South Carolina. Yeah, South Carolina.
6'1", 2 1/4.
Yeah, bigger kid. But I think this isn't about Rashee Rice. This is about you just can't have enough wide receivers around. I mean, they need them because maybe like I heard you and Sam talking about this. Why is Kadarius Toney still on the team? Whatever. Maybe they're stubborn, whatever. And it's the same thing to cut him or keep him, right? Because he's right there on his contract. But just because he's on the team now doesn't mean he's going to be on the team at the start of the season. So if you end up getting, I think he probably will be, but if you end up drafting, you can't have enough talent to put around Mahomes. They won the Super Bowl the last 2 years, really, with kind of inferior talent at wide receiver. But that's not the way to go do it. You need to have a little better talent around him. So I think they'll throw some numbers at that. And whether that has to be a first-round pick or some very good wide receivers have been picked in the second, third, and fourth rounds in this league. Some of the elites are very highly drafted, you know, Justin Jeffersons and Jamar Chase and those guys. But, I mean, we always joke about DK Metcalf or whatever. Antonio Brown was a third-round pick. The guy was a stud. I mean, you can get those guys. Because there are a lot of them out there now. So I think they will try to get I hope they try to draft a pass catcher. And I hope that pass catcher is a wide receiver who can.
Well, you hope in one hand, and we'll have Curtis Crapp in the other, and we'll see which one fills up faster.
Why does it have to be
so
me?
What do you. Because I don't do that kind of thing. What do you. Who is the name that they're going to be calling with their initial selection, be it Thursday or Friday? I'll give you the possibility of a trade down.
If I sit out there Thursday night and they trade down, Petro, and if you sit in here on Thursday night and they trade down, we're going to be ticked. They better not.
Ticked, said, by the way. T as in Tom.
Ticked. How about a trade T-I-C-K. Up? Let's get a trade up Thursday. Some excitement. That would be
I don't like trade ups.
But it's exciting.
I hope you sit out there all day and they trade down. Last minute, they trade down.
Damn it. I've done that before, and I don't like that.
Who did they end up with the last time they did it?
Chris Jones,
Jones.
That's pretty good. I remember a John Baldwin once, too, on something like that. It was a different group.
That was still in the first.
They did trade down. And they still picked him in the first. Chris Jones, pretty good. I'll wait around for Chris Jones the next day.
Will they take, what is it? Is it Tavondre Sweat? What's the big Texas?
Tavondre.
It's a T, right?
Yeah.
It's like T apostrophe.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
I think you might be right.
I apologize.
D-line.
Yeah. 6'5".
I'd take that guy. They had some really good talent.
Well, he got picked up a DWI last weekend.
That's okay.
Well, that's what I'm...
I mean, it doesn't seem to stop
that's
them
okay.
From...
That's okay. First of all, I'll give you an opportunity to pull your head out and amend that statement.
It's not okay for me, but that has not stopped National Football League teams from drafting players.
But they this is what I'm getting at, is that he'll slide. I don't know how far. Some teams may be like, no big deal, no one's hurt, we'll take him. Maybe he doesn't slide much at all. But can the Chiefs, with Rashee Rice working through a legal process, with that happening, with the Britt Reid situation, is that a guy that has to come off the board if you're Brett Veach?
In my opinion, yes. But in their opinion, no. And I don't. I honestly don't think the kingdom cares about anything like that. If you're having parades,
I think there's some.
Games, some, but not
I think
the
overall. Some that don't.
There are plenty that don't.
So do you think they'll take him off the board?
I doubt it. That'd be a good question when we get Veach this week. We'll ask him that. You know,
yeah.
Is there anything up there that would eliminate someone? Well,
maybe,
you know what is that?
Maybe we'll specifically ask about that one.
About that one guy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, before Joel Embiid, who was the last player to average 34 points a game while playing fewer than 60 games in a season? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.